The etiological agent of COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2, has several pharmaceutical targets for development of antivirals, including Mpro. Previous studies have already demonstrated that organocalcogen compounds inhibit Mpro as well as azacitidine. Therefore, molecules derived from AZT-containing organocalcogen compounds may be new drugs with antiviral potential for the treatment of COVID-19. However, its safety must be evaluated due to the characteristics that facilitate its maintenance. C. elegans become a good model for these assays. The objective of this study is evaluating the toxicity and safety of two AZT-derived organocalcogen compounds using the in vivo Cyanohabitis elegans model. The worms were exposed to compound 3A and 3G, solubilized in 2.5% of DMSO at concentrations of 1, 10, 50, 100, and 500 micromolars, and subsequently poured into a plate containing growth medium for nematode containing E. coli preceded for 48 hours at 20 Celsius degrees. After that, we performed the survival rate, body area, brood size, superoxide dismutase 3 and glutathione S transferase 4 fluorescence and DAV16 translocations assays. The compounds only increase the nuclear translocation of DAV16, a transcription factor responsible for the activation of antioxidant pathways in C. elegans, indicating that they are safe as they do not alter toxicological parameters. Our results suggest that for initial toxicological tests, the compounds proved to be potentially safe, being able to modulate pathways related to antioxidant stress.